I had no intention to read a paper for this seminar, though Mr. Eric Ozeri had requested me. I was telling him, since I am the party concerned, it is better to listen to others. But then it so happened, there was a paper to be read by my colleague, Dr. Madhavi Sardesai, the case for single script. So my friend Eric felt that someone should argue the case for multiple scripts. Let me be clear, till 1971, I knew only one script, and that was Kannada script. I learned to read Konkani in Kannada script. I wrote in Kannada script. In 1971, I came in contact with Roman script. And I felt rather strange. Till then I didn't know that Konkani was written in Roman script. I could learn within one night because I was forced to learn, because I had to read in the church next day. Devanagari script I came in contact with 1972. Until 2004, I am the, you can call me the fanatic of Devanagari script, because I believed only Devanagari script will unite us, all of us. And I worked, all my earlier literature books were in Devanagari script, not in Roman script, just one in Kannada script. So you must understand, in that background, in 2004, I realized all those who are propagating one script, they were not interested in the language, they are not interested in the script, they were interested in only one thing: hunger for power, hunger for position, and came hunger for money. When I realized this, I could not, as a linguist, remain in my ivory tower. I became a researcher and activist to propagate multiple scripts for Konkani. So this is my background for you to remember. But still, I write Konkani Devanagari script from my notes. I still write in Devanagari, not in Kannada script. But I teach, I read and write Konkani three scripts. I am also responsible to standardize the orthography, that is written system, in Kannada script at the request of Konkani speakers here. Devanagari script, because I realized it was faulty, because they took wholesale from Marathi without realizing Konkani is different from Marathi. And Roman script at the request of Roman script writers in Goa. So all three scripts I know. So the multiple script coming in a historical context. Okay, next one. Next slide. Historical background. The topic, choice of scripts for a language, does not come under the domain of linguistics. Hence, before arguing for a single or multi-scripts for Konkani, let us get acquainted with the historical background and the ground reality of Konkani. This is very, very important. We cannot speak in the air. Let our eyes be beyond the sky, but let our feet be rooted on the ground. And that's what I'm trying to do to all of you. Let your legs be rooted on the ground. So on this historical background only, we can argue for either for a single script or multiple scripts. Konkani is an Indo-Aryan language spoken mainly along the western coast of India from Gujarat to Kerala. The European Jesuit and Franciscan missionaries who arrived in Goa in the 16th century wrote and published Konkani texts in alphabet, in Roman alphabet. Prior to the arrival of the Portuguese, we do not have any evidence to prove that Konkani was used for written communication. At this context, let me tell you, the missionaries were very clear which was the Marathi language and which was the Konkani language, because they wrote all the poetry verses in Marathi. Prose they wrote in Konkani. Of course, the name Konkani didn't exist at that time. It was called Lingua Canari, Lingua the Goa, Lingua the Terra, Lingua the Brahmana, like this it was called. But Lingua Maratha existed. Lingua Maratha means language Marathi. They were very clear. Next one. However, Konkani was the spoken language in Goa. The Hindu community used and continues to patronize Marathi for many areas of their day-to-day life. The Konkani grammar and Konkani Portuguese vocabularies were prepared by the Jesuit missionaries prior to 1570, much before any other Indian languages, especially the vocabularies. The first Konkani book, Doctrina Christa, it means Doctrine of Christianity, was printed in 1556 by the Jesuits at St. Paul College, Old Goa, and that was the first printing press in India. Artha the Lingua Canari, that means the art of Konkani language, in 1622 it was printed. Konkani grammar was the first printed grammar among the Indian languages. Sanskrit had grammars, Hindi had grammars, Urdu had grammars, but among the printed grammars, Konkani gets the first and foremost place. It was the first printed grammar, Konkani. All other grammars came later on, among printed grammars, mind you. In 1684, Konkani was suppressed by the Portuguese and the use of Portuguese language was insisted, but the elite community of Goa, the elite Catholic community of Goa took to Portuguese, but the vast majority of Goans remained with the Konkani. Next one. From historical evidence, we know that from 16th century onwards in Goa, Kannada script was widely used to write Marathi documents. We have still in Goa archives these documents. Oh, you can see them at Thomas Stephens Konkani Kendra if you come. They are all printed, they are available now. We have one Konkani prose text of 1000 pages of A4 size, Flos Sanctorum, which I referred yesterday. The Flos Sanctorum means garland of saints. It's actually lives of Christian saints of Amador the Santana, a Franciscan missionary, written in old Kannada script in 1607 in Goa. He wrote earlier, but the date is there in that manuscript, 1607. The original is in Paris Public Library and a Xerox copy is in Goa University for anybody to see. If it is printed, it will be about 3000 pages of a book. Catholics who migrated from Goa to Karnataka continued to use Kannada script to write Konkani for written communication. So Kannada script was not an accidental, as my colleague Madhvi says, here taken. No, Kannada script was already in Goa. The migrated Catholics brought it here to Karnataka and they found here Kannada script. They found very, very conducive atmosphere and they continued to use. The first evidence that Devanagari script was used for Konkani is found in Kerala. In a short letter written by three Ayurvedic physicians of Cochin to Dutch governor of Van Reed for his book Hortus Indicus Malabaricus, the garden of Malabar, you can see, published in 1678. Now this book has been reprinted and it is available, I think, in 6 volumes. We have a Thomas Stephens Konkani Kendra copy of it. In Goa, the Devanagari script was used by a few members of Saraswat community only to produce Konkani literature in early 20th century. Prior to 1961, in Goa, Konkani meant Konkani written in Roman alphabet. The majority of Hindu community believed that Konkani is a dialect of Marathi. At present, Konkani speakers are spread out mainly in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka and Kerala and use 5 scripts to write Konkani, namely Roman, Devanagari, Kannada, Malayalam and Perso-Arabic, what we popularly call here Urdu script. Of this, literature is produced mainly in Roman, Devanagari and Kannada scripts. On 26 February 1975, Konkani was recognized as an independent literary language by Sahitya Academy in New Delhi. Let me tell you here, when they recognized, there was no mention of the scripts in their discussion. I have the minutes. As a researcher, I managed to get, and I have shown to many of my colleagues in Goa. I have not brought it here, but those who are interested, I can send them. There are no mention. It only mentions Konkani has been recognized as a literary language. No mention of the script in the whole proceeding took place. You know, this was kept as a guarded secret by the Devanagari lobby from the others. But a man like researcher, when he exposed these things, then they began to say other things. Anyhow. On 4th of February 1987, Konkani written in Devanagari script became the official state language of Goa. On 20th of August 1992, Konkani was included in the 8th schedule of Indian Constitution. Here also, there is no reference of the script. It simply talks about Konkani language. The official script of Konkani for all Konkanis, I use this term, Konkanis for me means Konkani speakers, is not yet officially decided or unanimously accepted by the people. Next one. Now let us look at the census figure. I need not say it is very evident for you there. You can, let us go for 2001 figures. Total Konkani population in India is 24,89,015. Goa and Karnataka more or less same, 7 lakh plus. Maharashtra comes third, Gujarat comes fourth, and Kerala comes fifth. It's very interesting. Later on you ask me a question, then I tell you about Kerala. Kerala is a very interesting phenomena, how Konkani was wiped out, for becoming less and less, and more Malayalam is coming. And my friend Eric Babu was reminding, and I too saw my friends from Kerala, they speak among themselves Malayalam rather than the dialect of Konkani. I would have loved to hear their dialect of Malayalam, Konkani spoken in Kerala, but they speak in Malayalam. This is the phenomena in Kerala. Let's go next, Konkani journals. This is also quite evident for you. D means daily, W means weekly, F means fortnightly, all that you can say. How many journals are there in Konkani? Nagri, that's one daily, no weekly, no fortnightly, 5 monthlies, out of which 2 are from outside Goa and by the Catholic community, one from Belgaum, one from Sindhudurg. Bi-monthly, not a single one, quarterly, nothing, 4 monthly one, 6 monthly nothing, yearly no, occasional, once in a while comes sometimes, whenever they feel like there is one such journal. Altogether only 8 periodicals in Devanagari script in the whole of world. Kannada, no daily, 3 weeklies, 1 fortnightly, 13 monthlies, 1 bi-monthly, 8 quarterly, 2 4-monthlies, 2 6-monthlies, no yearly, no occasional, altogether 30. Roman script, no daily, 1 weekly, no fortnightly, 5 monthlies, no bi-monthlies, 2 quarterlies, and 1 yearly, and 4 occasional, altogether there are 13. Persorbic script, there is only 1 fortnightly, comes from Bhadkal. Multi-script, that means more than one script, from Mangalore, St. Aloysius College, there is 1 6-monthly in Devanagari and Kannada script. So altogether, there are only 53 periodicals in Konkani spread out in this. Now you may say, what happens to Malayalam? Nothing in Malayalam. No periodical. There are only 2 news bulletin of some institutions. If I count like that, Kannada script has got any number. And if I count Roman script, there are another few hundreds it will go. So I will not count those private institutions' papers as a periodical. This I am talking about, you can subscribe. There are plenty. In Roman script and Kannada script, I have numbers quite a lot. I am not including those. These are officially, you can subscribe as a member and you will get it. Okay. Now Konkani in Goa, next one. The minority community was in forefront to run Konkani, in bracket, Konkani means Devanagari script, medium primary schools, while the majority community managements and government promote Marathi medium primary schools. This is quite evident. English medium schools are increasing every year. From the academic year 2001-2012, the majority of Konkani medium primary schools have switched over to English, at least unofficially, as the medium of instruction. Though Konkani is the state language of Goa, in the entire state, there is not a single Konkani medium middle school. Middle school means 5th, 6th, 7th. Or a high school, 8th, 9th standard. Doesn't exist. While Marathi, Urdu, Kannada medium high schools are found in Goa. Next one. Though Konkani is the official language of Goa, it is not a compulsory language in schools. This is for our outstation scholars for to know. Konkani is the official language in Goa, but it is not a compulsory subject in Goa. You can complete, one can complete his or her entire education in Goa without learning Konkani. In neighboring states, one cannot complete 10th standard without compulsorily learning the state language. And I have been saying that as an activist, in Goa, you may be born in Goa, and you may die in Goa, and you may live in dignity uttering a single word Konkani. You can live very happily. You can manage without Konkani in Goa. You don't need Konkani in Goa. But that you cannot do in other states. At the 10th standard, number of students who opt for Konkani as the third language have not crossed 45% of total number of students who appear for 10th standard examination. And I have all the detailed statistics for the last 15 years I kept as a record. Okay? Then, at the 12th standard, number of students who opt for Konkani as the second language have not crossed 35% of the total number of students who appear for 12th standard examination. This is at the level of education. Next one. Konkani in Karnataka. In Karnataka, Konkani is included in the school curriculum from the academic year 2007-2008 in Kannada script. Though there is an option to learn Devanagari script here, there are hardly any takers for that. Konkani is taught as a subject in a number of minority schools in Karnataka in Kannada script only. Konkani is in Karnataka read and write Konkani in Kannada script irrespective of religion. Here religion doesn't come in the picture. The Saraswats, they also, those who read Konkani, they read in Roman Kannada script, and they write also in Kannada script. The Catholics, entirely they write in Kannada script. Nawayat Muslims use Perso-Arabic script to write their Konkani dialect. Mega events in Konkani are so far held only in Karnataka. For those who have not been aware of it, our research scholars, the Konkani event in the Guinness Book record, about 3-4 years ago, a program was held here for 36 hours of non-stop singing. 40 hours of non-singing Konkani by Mr. Eric, under Mr. Eric Rosario's leadership, and we entered that one. Last year there was 25 days cultural convention here in a mega event. All the mega events take place only in Karnataka, not elsewhere. Now Konkani in Kerala, let us see what happens there. Though it is claimed by a few that in Kerala Konkani is taught in schools using Devanagari alphabet, in reality, in only one school, Konkani is taught as a subject. Nobody is ready to give the exact number of students to me, in spite of all my correspondence there. The number is guarded as a national security secret. So from this alone, you can imagine the state of Konkani in Kerala. From Kerala, not a single full-fledged Konkani periodical is published. In reality, in Kerala, Konkanis exist, but Konkani continues to be mainly the spoken language, and it is hardly used for written purpose. The last comment is not only about Kerala, it is for the entire Konkan region. Irrespective of region and religion, day by day, more and more Konkani speakers prefer to speak either English or some other local language among themselves. A Konkani speaker prefers to speak either in English or in Malayalam or maybe some other language among themselves. This is the trend now. Okay, next one. A case for multiscripts. In the above historical background and ground reality of Konkani, one should argue for a single script or multiscripts for Konkani. Ideally speaking, for a single language, one script is the best option. One script unites the language speakers as far as the written language is concerned. Most of the written languages follow this option. Konkanis have not opted for this option for the following reasons, which are according to me. A. For other major languages of India, the majority speakers of a particular language are found in a particular state. For example, Marathi speakers are found in Maharashtra. Majority of Kannada speakers found in Karnataka. Next one. Though Konkani is the state language of Goa, only 30.93% of total Konkani population is found in Goa. Majority of Konkanis are not residing in Goa. They are spread out from Gujarat to Kerala. Due to this, each group has and maintains its own regional Konkani identity. It's very interesting. A Goan Konkani speaker will not accept a Konkani speaker from here. They will say he's a Mangalorean. And from here, people will say they are Goans. They will not say we are Konkanis. A Gujarati will say I'm a Gujarati, a Sindhi will say I'm a Sindhi, a Kashmiri will say I'm a Kashmiri. But when it comes to Konkani, they talk about either Mangaloreans or Goans, which I don't accept. I don't belong to this camp. I belong to Konkani's camp. B. Konkanis have been writing Konkani in different scripts and in their own dialects for a long time. Due to this, Konkani written in three scripts, Roman, Kannada and Devanagari, more or less represent five different dialects of Konkani. For example, the Konkani written here in Kannada script, the Saraswat write their own dialect and the Catholics write their own dialect. So two. Roman script, only one, there's no problem. But when it comes to Devanagari, the Devanagari written in Goa, more or less one dialect. It is not exactly. And the Konkani written in Devanagari by a small section now, by Karnataka and Kerala, is another dialect. They are quite different. Okay, next one. Konkanis are not ready to give up their respective scripts and dialects for a single dialect and script. It is partly an emotional and partly practical issue. D. Konkani is not studied as a school subject by all Konkanis. Konkani language is mainly preserved as a cultural identity. Konkanis pursue the education in various mediums. Konkani has no scope as a medium of instruction, as a means for written communication or to earn one's livelihood. E. Spoken Konkani with various dialects somehow unites Konkanis, but written Konkani brings division among them. Next, Konkanis resent the hegemony of any one dialect or script. So far, Konkani survived because primarily it is a vibrant spoken language. As Eric Bob said, the script issue is not the script of the Konkani people. It is only the literate Konkani, their problem, because they have to see in which script shall I write, in which script shall I read. Majority of Konkanis, they are quite happy without reading Konkani. But they listen to Konkani music, they will go for the theatrical performances, Konkani films and everything. They are quite happy without a script. It is a problem of the learned class. H. In Goa, the protagonist of one script for Konkani who opposed Marathi and criticized the Marathi supporters now openly joined the Marathi supporters to safeguard their own script and dialect. Hence, the vast majority of Konkanis have lost faith in promoters of one script. Therefore, you see here today, there are no advocates of protagonists of Devanagari script. In spite of they were invited, they don't come because they're losing, they know that they're on the losing ground. It is like a sinking sand. I. One script policy is propagated mainly to get literary awards, projects and to capture posts in government organizations. J. One script policy has done great injustice to the users of other popular scripts of Konkani. Next, multi-script for Konkani. Among the vast majority of Konkanis, Konkani survived so far mainly as a spoken language. Except the protagonists of Devanagari script, the other users of other scripts do not argue or insist on a single script for Konkani. The reasons are crystal clear. A. Roman and Kannada script users write Konkani for their respective communities and they have the support. B. There are hardly any takers for Devanagari script. In Goa, if the option for Roman script is provided in education, Konkani and Devanagari script will collapse like the Tower of Babel. Next one. In Goa, literate Hindus know the Devanagari script, yet the vast majority of them prefer to read and write Marathi and not Konkani. 9 Marathi dailies are sold in Goa. While in Goa, the single Konkani daily, which I showed yesterday in Devanagari script, has less than 1,000 circulation even after 25 years of existence. Since the liberation of Goa in 1961, Konkani Devanagari script has not united the entire Hindu community. It is highly Marathicized and Sanskritized, yet the Hindu community has not accepted it. Why the majority of the Hindu community which speaks Konkani has rejected Konkani written in Devanagari script? A serious question for reflection. Konkani in Devanagari script has failed to unite the majority and minority communities of Goa. Next. Even in Goa, where Konkani written in Devanagari script is the official language, Konkani written in Roman script is far more popular and widely accepted compared to the Devanagari script. If in Goa, where the official language is Konkani, people have not accepted one script for Konkani, then arguing for a single script for all Konkanis will be an utopian dream. Day by day, the younger generation prefers to speak in English. In such a scenario, for the survival of Konkani, the multi-script usage, which already exists, should be accepted and promoted. If one insists with one single script for Konkani, the script will survive, but written Konkani will disappear. Next, we live in a democratic country. People have a right and choice to continue to use a particular dialect and script of their choice. Article 29 of the Constitution of India says, I quote, protection of interests of minorities. 1. Any section of the citizens residing in the territory of India or any part thereof, having a distinct language, script, or culture of its own, shall have the right to conserve the same, I unquote. Dialects and scripts are emotional issues. In democracy, one group cannot impose their preferences on others. Language is far more important than its scripts. Scripts are only outer garments and vehicles of a language. Language is primary, script is secondary. Next, one script, one dialect, one community principle, proposed time and again by a few writers, has not succeeded so far to unite Konkanis, and in the future it will never succeed. The protagonists of a single script for Konkani implicitly and explicitly believe that Aryans, Brahmins, Sanskrit and Devanagari script are inseparable elements of the common umbilical cord, and they are holy, pure, standard, best for all Konkanis over the world. Next, those who insist with one script for Konkani should read the book Hindi Nationalism of Alok Rai. And I must mention here, before coming here, I was not sure the book which I read and which I widely used in my writings and various forums was same Alok Rai, Professor Alok Rai, who is going to come here. So when I, after coming here, I realized the author Alok Rai and the Professor Alok Rai are one and the same person, and I was greatly pleased to meet such a person whose book influenced my thinking. Its content is applicable to the situation of Konkani. If you insist with one script for Konkani, such an option will not be accepted by the majority of Konkanis. Let a single script gradually emerge as language users' free choice and not thrust upon by a fistful writers or self-appointed language protectors. Next, survival of Konkani. Those who care for Konkani should be open to the ground reality and not to be led by mere theoretical idealism regarding language, dialect, script chauvinism. In democracy, mutual respect and understanding for unity and diversity or multiplicity is necessary. At present, for the survival of Konkani, multiscripts is the only and only one and the best option. Any other option will gradually reduce Konkani to a mere spoken language or eventually to a status of dead language. Let various groups among Konkanis continue to use their respective dialects and scripts with dignity as equal citizens, maintaining their identity and liberty. Next. As far as language, dialect, script are concerned, the logical arguments fail to convince the language users. The language users go by the habit formation, emotional attachment, and practical aspects related to a particular script. Hasidic saying says, the culture of the heart is greater than the culture of the mind. For Konkanis, Konkani is the language of their heart. Next, Dev Barenkaru in Devanagari, Dev Barenkaru in Kannada script, Dev Barenkaru in Malayalam script, and Persarabi script my computer doesn't have. Thank you to each and everyone.
Start Konkani for written purpose. And they were doing that. disallow it, the Portuguese government, then the Portuguese government realized if they allow the use of Portuguese, even in a spoken level, which they don't understand who the Portuguese government officials, it will be a threat to their empire in Goa. So they said, they didn't say Portuguese, they said local languages not to be used. They made a decree. That means henceforth in government offices it will be only Portuguese. Education in Portuguese. Everything in Portuguese. Did it work? It worked, yes, to a certain extent, because education is not available for you in your language. So quietly the Hindu community did in Marathi. The Catholic community, as you heard in the morning, they were Portuguese. So Portuguese became the language of administration. But Portuguese continued to be a spoken language. That way the Portuguese didn't succeed to really suppress language totally, but he did a lot of harm because literature came standstill. The missionaries were expelled from Goa, so there was no Portuguese work was produced in any sense. That is the first one. Second one, your doubt is how the Devanagari Protocol is using Portuguese for power and wealth. Till Konkani recognition Konkani was given by Sahitya Academy in 1975. Till then, the Devanagari Protocol is very selflessly working for Konkani. Because there was no money. Each one was spending their own money to publish their own books. And there was hardly any readership. And yet, they were doing a lot of sacrifice. Once Sahitya Academy recognized what happened, there came members. Representation for Konkani. Naturally, you get a now formerly Konkani speakers who didn't have a scooter, didn't have even a scooter, they got a now air conditioned train fare to go to Delhi. Then got airfare to go to Delhi. Then came TADA. Then came the award, starting with 10,000, 25,000, now it's 1 lakh. Pearls came. Everything in Devanagari. Then came the Goa Konkani Academy in 1986. Once again, prestige, money, you attend every meeting, you get a sitting fee. So there is the position, there was money involved in it, and which was denied to other script people. And still it continues. It still continues.
Thank you. I have a very creative lecture for me. But I have one or two questions, and you are the best person to answer. When was the first Bible produced in Konkani, and what book was it? And my second question is that you talked about the apathy of either the government or the society for not opening middle school in Konkani. Konkani is not there in the school, and then the Konkani is also not represented in various levels in school education. According to the Act, Indian Act, I'm forgetting the number, it's 343 or something, every state is empowered to open schools as a medium of instruction, can be the language of the majority of the people. Then who's stopping them from not opening the school? That is my second question.
The first question about the Bible, the entire Bible was not translated. But already in the 17th century, Italian Jesuit missionary Ignatius Arcamone translated the four Gospels. The Bible has two parts, Old Testament and New Testament. And in the New Testament, the first four books called Gospels, they were translated into Konkani in Roman script. That is the first evidence. Then came William Carey, the missionary, Protestant missionary who worked in Calcutta at Serampore there. He was the one appointed thing. And in 1818, the five first books of Old Testament called the Pentateuchs were published. And then the Gospels were also published in Devanagari script. 1818. Were published in Devanagari, and later on came in, now we have Bible in Kannada script, in fact we have two versions, and we have in Roman script. Wow. Devanagari we do not have. They attempted, mind you, they attempted, but when they took a survey, there were no takers. Who will buy? The question came, so for, but Konkani Roman script, they printed 60,000, the entire Bible. Now they are going for second edition. Kannada script, I don't know, first they did 30,000, then how many, I have no idea. That also safe. But Devanagari so far, Bible not there. Your second question about education. See, Goa, you must remember, historically, Marathi was a part and parcel of Goan culture as far as religion was concerned. The popular religion was in Marathi language. For instance, what we call Kirtan, that means religious discourse, the bhajans, all religious songs, for written purpose, everything was Marathi. Much before Portuguese, it was there. And Konkani was a spoken language. So naturally, our Hindu brethren thought Marathi is the language and Konkani is the dialect. Naturally, that is their understanding, because Konkani was not written. Then came liberation. When liberation came, the government which came was MGP, which Dr. Asha this morning referred to, Maharashtra Gomantak Party. And their vision was Goa to be merged with Maharashtra. And Marathi is our language. So how do you expect them to promote Konkani? So they never promoted Konkani. But at least they didn't bother about Konkani. They only promoted Marathi. Then came the Congress government. What the Congress government is interested? They are interested in power. And you know, in Goa, in 12 years, we had 13 chief ministers.
5 years.
Oh, 5 years, sir?
7.
So were they interested in promoting language? They are not interested in promoting language. They are interested only in their power, visibility, and to make the maximum amount of money in that area. So Konkani is a nobody's language, madam, in Goa. Let us be very clear. Nobody wants education. Neither the Catholic community wants education in Konkani, nor the Hindu community wants. Everybody wants English medium. This is the trend in Goa. Should have, yes. But it has not changed. Maybe if Konkani Roman script was introduced in 1961, today the phenomena would have been different. The phenomena would have been different at 1987. Actually, a best opportunity for one script was lost. What did the Devanagari protocolist told the Catholic community? Don't insist with your Roman script. If you insist with the Roman script, Marathi also will come up as a language of Goa. So to keep up with Marathi, let us say only Konkani. So they brainwashed them and they agreed. But there was a hidden agenda. When the bill was passed, it was said, Konkani is the official language of Goa. Konkani means Konkani Devanagari script, provided Marathi and Gujarati are safeguarded. Because why Gujarati? Because of their time Goa Damandiv. Safeguarded for educational, for cultural, for social purpose. Therefore, in Goa, Konkani cannot be made as a compulsory language in Goa. If you do that, the Marathi lobby will go to the court and government will be trouble. No government, whether Congress or BJP, let any government come, as far as the Language Act of 1987, Konkani cannot be the only language in education.
Yeah, regarding Konkani in education, we introduced Konkani in the school curriculum as a third language from the 6th standard 5 years ago. This year it has come to the 10th standard, and we are celebrating the issue, even though there are only 60 students appearing for the SSLC exam this year. Just yesterday is the registrar here, registrar of the academy is here. Just yesterday the academy put all the 60 together and gave them some education kits and all that, just to say that we are with you. You know, we have to pamper our own people. People don't voluntarily. Who is stopping who? Nobody is stopping anybody. The provision is there, but nobody wants it. Because they don't see any future. Why do we study? Because everything is done from the point of view of profit. What do we gain by learning Konkani? What are the possibilities? So why should we learn Konkani? This is the attitude. The school management, the parents of the students do not have much say because they don't understand these things. But definitely the parents and the school management. So they simply avoid teaching Konkani. So we think it's a big victory, 60 students this year appearing in the 10th standard for the first time, and even the academy celebrated that yesterday. So this is how it goes. So even though there is a provision to learn your language,
see, I'm aware of the situation that you're talking about. In fact, this is not a peculiar to Konkani area, it's all over India, and that's why English is part of the killer language. Wherever it goes, it kills the language. And this is, this has been propagated or has been aired for the last 20 years. It's really true, even in Gujarat, Maharashtra, or down south, anywhere you go, people want to be educated in English medium. So this is not a peculiar situation. Why I was asking this, why there is an opposition and apathy? Because, for example, take Uttar Pradesh, UP, it's a Hindi belt in the area. Again, English, there is an opposition for English by ministries and for others, but people want to learn in English. Hindi medium schools are there in the primary and middle and higher education. Or take other examples like Chhattisgarh or in the upper north, in Uttaranchal or Punjab or Haryana. Everywhere the state language is used for middle education and primary education and higher education, and in conjunction with this there is a clamor for being educated in English medium schools too. But here what he was talking about when he gave the statistics obviously, but it seems there is a getting a child educated in the Konkani medium, that's what surprises me. And this Konkani language is old and ancient language, as you can see, that before the Portuguese came, it was a very vibrant spoken language. It was never written down, perhaps it was a spoken language. But you cannot say that for Hindi. Hindi is a very new language, it's hardly 200 years old. You see? So, why this happened? You know, that's what I'm asking, and I'm unable to understand why this happened. And how this happened when the Konkani lovers are so many and across the state, you know, there are so many.
Few inputs. Before Goa was liberated, there were primary schools in Portuguese. Most of the Christian people, not poor but middle class people, used to send their children for Portuguese education. Portuguese primary school. Whereas Hindus of Goa, they used to have Marathi in primary schools. Now, when Goa was liberated, the Portuguese medium schools overnight turned into English medium schools. Whereas Marathi medium schools continued. And that time the English medium schools were also getting grants from the, were getting grants from the government because they were primary schools of Portuguese. Now, the Christians who were going from Portuguese, they went to English. There were no Konkani medium schools in Goa. It was in only 1991 that government said we will give grants only to English in only to schools in Konkani medium, and therefore all these schools who were having English medium schools were compelled, they were basically diocesan school, church schools. They were compelled to go for Konkani medium. People did not like it. If that Konkani was in Roman script, definitely the growth of those Konkani mediums would have gone up like anything. But because Devanagari was imposed, that was the hindrance. And as a result, in 1991, only four schools were left in Goa with English mediums, with English medium. As time passed from 91 onwards, the number of English medium private schools went on increasing. English medium schooling became a sort of business. Today, there are over 120 English medium schools, and the students in the Konkan medium schools or also in Marathi medium schools are getting lesser and lesser. And that is the reason why these people demanded, the difference was this, people felt that only poor people are left to study in Konkani or Marathi, and all the rich people are going for English, they are paying fees. Another thing that I'll just make from father's listing, he has not included the new thing that has taken place for the last 4 or 5 years. Konkani in Roman script in Goa was harassed throughout. 87 Goa Konkani Academy was formed, and it started supporting only Devanagari script. So there was resentment and there was little agitation. So in 2005 or 2004, I think, the Goa government was forced to take a decision to direct the Goa Konkani Academy to promote Konkani in Roman script also. So from 2005, they started to do some work for Konkani Roman script. Last 5 years were quite good for Konkani Roman script. The agitation was going on. The government gave financial assistance to Dalgat Konkani Academy, which is promoting Konkani in Roman script. And now since for the last 4 years, I think that sort of resentment is not there, because the development of Roman script does not now depend or not in the hands of the leaders of Devanagari. Because when it is under the Goa Konkani Academy, the leaders of Devanagari lobby were ruling it, and it was at their whims and fancies how to act. But today the situation is not bad as far as the promotion of Roman script is concerned. But definitely, as far as Konkani is concerned, it is very bad.
Father, you made one remark, I feel it is a sweeping remark, that nobody wants Konkani in Goa, and that all are interested in English. This was your remark. I feel it is incorrect. I feel everybody wants Konkani in Goa. And that is in schools. People would like to learn this Konkani if it is in Roman script. If it is in Roman script, people would like to learn Konkani. This is what I feel. What is your comment on this?
See, once again, if it is a Roman script, surely the Catholic community will be the happiest one, and they will accept. I fully agree with you. Will the Hindu community would accept wholeheartedly Roman script? I have my doubts. Because it is not only the script, it is the dialect also. The Konkani written in Devanagari script and Konkani written in Roman scripts are not identical. Grammatic, there are vocabulary level, there are differences. There are pronunciation level, phonetic level, there are syntactic level, morphological level, there are differences. So whether Hindu community will fully accept Roman script, I think only time will tell us. Surely Catholic community, yes, because it is their tradition, now continues. For them, Konkani in Roman script not a new thing.
How would Mr. Kartal react to this
question? Only one thing what I feel. First of all, 100% Hindus do not support Konkani. Majority of Hindus are for Marathi. Hardly a little percentage, maybe 5% of Hindus are for Konkani, that is Brahmin class. And accordingly, even Roman script or Devanagari script, now, if at all to be accepted, as far as the Hindu community is concerned, it will never be 100%. Because even today, there are thousands of Marathi schools. Although there are no students, there are about 800 odd schools of primary education in Marathi run by the government. But there are no students. The students are going for English medium. And one more thing which I wanted to make a comment which I forgot. During Portuguese time, we were having schools in the churches. Those are called parochial schools. And those schools, they were just helping the children to learn how to read and write. Little arithmetic, addition, subtraction, lot of music, singing. So there also little Konkani was there. That Konkani was in Roman script. But for a systematic education, one has to go to Portuguese education as well as Catholic experiments.
I think there is a lot to learn from the Konkani experience here. Until now, I thought each one of us wanted the state to come in between and help the languages to grow. But now I begin to feel, after listening to their story, what has happened to Konkani, that it is not able to survive in the school education system for certain reasons given, that we should actually stop statizing the language issue. Maybe, I think what is needed, maybe that would be helpful, that maybe move beyond the state patronage in the sphere of language, education, culture, and so on and so forth. And that's where I think the democratic public sphere that is sitting here should actually decide the fate of one can not ask for more protection from the state.
At the back, and that would be the last question.
I think one of the points that I was going to make has been made here just now is what we need in Konkani is the same thing that we require for agriculture in Goa, the withdrawal of state patronage. Agricultural subsidies for fertilizers have distorted what the farmers want to do, and the patronage for Devanagari in Goa has distorted what the people want to do. I think the people should be allowed to play a role on what they want to do. If the state patronage for Konkani in Devanagari is withdrawn, then all education will be on par and each parent and each school will decide what type of education they want. If the state wanted to have promoted Konkani in any script, then it would have had teacher training, not only basic teacher training, but also D.Ed. and B.Ed. courses. We have none of these in Goa. I don't know if they have in Karnataka. Konkani teacher has got no teacher training, no refresher course. And in this, even the Archdiocese of Goa is at fault, because it did a shortcut conversion of English teachers, many of them coming from East Africa without knowledge of Devanagari, from English teachers to Konkani teachers in Devanagari with 15 days refresher course in summer vacation. This is nothing short of a miracle, and our children have suffered for it. My own daughter was in the first standard when this experiment, which is nothing short of a program, because you are having a dad teach someone who's young, who should be learning. So there is no teacher's training. 20 years later also we don't have teacher's training. So I think the state should withdraw from this field and let the market forces decide. The other issue often we confuse about Hindus and Christians. First of all, in Goa you will find that the Christians and the Saraswats act together, whether it's United Goans Party or whether it's a party that you invoke. The Saraswats and the Catholics are together, and the other Hindus, if they eat, they are ostracized. So also for learning of Portuguese, it was compulsory for the Brahmin to learn Portuguese if he wanted to get married in Goa with what we call comunhão of pens, the common properties. The others could marry in Goa without learning Portuguese, but a Saraswat could not. It was by law. So this unification of Catholics and the Saraswats has been there from the colonial era and it continues to this day. So I think we need to look at this nitty-gritty also when we discuss the language and how it has gone. The ideal thing, what is coming out also, is if the state patronage is withdrawn, likely that we'll find a solution rather than with state patronage and interference. Thank you.
Thank you. The last one. Last
one. I would agree that the state is distorting the market, particularly because of the negative disincentive that it is promoting and taking things towards one side. I am not very sure how pessimistic we should be. I am not very much in agreement of seeing things only in terms of Hindu, Catholic, because these boundaries are being broken all the time. What the situation was yesterday is not the same as today, and probably not be the same tomorrow. So I think we should go beyond these way of looking at things. Don't forget that in the 60s, the MDP with its own ideology had an interest in promoting Marathi schools. So how many schools are left, how many students are left, that is all subjective. Now, there may be hundreds of schools, but very few students. Yes, if we had more choice in the script, I'm sure it would affect. As a parent myself, I've seen two of my children go to the institution, through the schools. My daughter through Konkani, my son through English. Working with a script you are not familiar with does cause problems, in the sense that it causes problems for the parents to teach. At the end of the day, I am happy he learnt it because it's an additional script, but it has blocked the reading habit among the children. There is a huge problem with arithmetic, for example. The counting systems are very different. 6 and 20, 20 and 6. You know, imagine a kid trying to juggle between, you know, these two numbering systems and tables and things like that, cause a whole lot of confusion. Within Devanagari itself, there is this big problem. I don't know why Sunapant is not so much there. There is a problem of what kind of language you are using, whether it's too complex for the common man. So it's not only a question of script, it's also, you know, I think simplification of the language. We are desperate to get dictionaries, we are desperate to get language learning tools. These are the problems that any small language faces. So don't think that we are exceptional. Ours is not a market of 200 million, ours is a market of 2 million. And that too a fractured, divided market. So I think many of the smaller languages in India are facing these pressures. Where are the language learning tools? If a visitor to Goa, if an academic wants to learn Konkani, what are the possibilities? There are a few. Thomas Stevens is there, but not much. So I'm saying let us go beyond the old way of looking at things.
Thank you. I think it is, the combination has been extremely interesting. It takes into account the great divide of the scripts, but it also needs to connect to other issues where there is a relative marginalization of Konkani, but the marginalization affects different scripts very, very differently. And therefore, there is a hierarchy of marginalization that has begun to emerge. And the state is a culprit in the process rather than an enabling resource in the process. This is a fairly stark picture. I don't think we should go with that particular kind of a note. I think we would energize a little in the concluding session. Thank you.
I have an announcement to make, as usual. One, to remind you to take your certificates. And along with the certificate, you have also a CD, Vajramatiya. This is only for people who have come from outside Mangalore. Because people from Mangalore must have already bought it, or if they have not bought it, they have to buy it. But for those who have come from outside, along with your certificate, you will also get a CD of Vajramatiya, my latest album. Yeah, I'm done.